Warsaw-based Olga Mileszczuk is a singer, accordion player, and researcher of Eastern European musical folklore. Olga joins us this morning to talk about two programs she'll be performing at the Ashkenaz Festival, one of which is tonight and the other on Sunday. And also we have Andrzej Szydło, who is the Polish consulate in Toronto, to talk with us as well. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Olga, why don't we start with you and talk about these concerts and the first one, an evening of Polish and Polish-Jewish music.
Tonight we have a very special Polish and Polish-Jewish music celebration in Lula Lounge.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. That's a fun place.
I hope so. I never been there, so I'm very excited to see. I saw only in the internet, it's like it seems to be very much the atmosphere of the 30s and old kind, old jazz club.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. So tell us about your what is Lila Lo?
Lila Lo, it means in Hebrew for her, for him, and like for everybody. And it's the name of the cabaret, one of the first Hebrew cabaret, which was created in the 40s in Palestine by Polish Jews who emigrated to the land of Israel in the 20s and 30s from Warsaw.
Mm-hmm. Now, how has your, you're educated, as I said, in classical music, and you graduated with a master's in anthropology of culture at Warsaw University. How has that impacted your choice to sing this music?
I came back to music. Actually, I came back to music to Jewish Yiddish music in my 30s. I had a 10 years break from. In my musical career, I decided not to continue with the Academy of Classical Music. So I came back to music, not with piano and Chopin, but with Yiddish folk songs.
Mm-hmm. And it was just a desire to go that way? It's something that appealed to you much more about that?
It happened to me. I had a very strong experience with in Auschwitz, when I've been for a special sessions. It's a long story, so
but it impacts.
It impacts me. It affect my path, and it comes from kind of spiritual experience.
Andrzej, how did the two of you meet? How did you come to know each other?
Actually, we met this morning. For the first time,
really?
Yes. Olga is here because of a joint project that was developed by the Polish Cultural Institute in New York City.
Okay.
Ashkenaz Festival and the Consulate of Poland in Toronto. You know, Toronto is a huge hub of Jewish community. And
yes.
Many of the Canadian Jewish population have Polish roots.
Yes.
So it's something that it's really appealing for them. So we decided, to organize a Polish day or a cycle of Polish events during Ashkenaz Festival.
Mm-hmm.
The artistic director of the festival, Eric Stein, yes, was really, really enthusiastic about that. So here we are.
I think it's a great idea. Do you perform at all?
No.
You're just here to guard and protect and enjoy.
Yes.
That's great. Olga, tell us about the second concert you're doing.
I will just tell you that one of the best tango musicians from Poland will join me tonight.
Oh, great, great. Yes, of course. Tell us about them.
It's Hadrian Tabenski on piano and Piotr Malicki on guitar. And we hope that he's still on air, and we are keeping fingers that he'll do it. our bandoneon player, Grzegorz Bożewicz. Tonight will join us also special guest, Ron Davis.
Yes, I know Ron Davis.
Yeah, jazz piano
player. He'll be playing the piano.
Based yes. in Toronto, and he will join us for a special piece tribute to his grandfather.
Oh, that's wonderful. Was his grandfather at Auschwitz?
No, his grandfather was the owner of a very famous bar in Warsaw, and
ah.
we are and there is a song about him.
Oh.
And that it's still popular in Poland. And
right.
It was written in the 30s, and he will play the song with us.
Mm-hmm. And will you be singing the song?
I hope so. I hope that it will match this jazz style. And
yes. yes. And of course, you've never met Ron yet.
Nothing.
Okay.
It will be kind of improvisation, I think.
Right. And this concert's tonight.
Yes.
Good luck with that. And you're still expecting one
we
of your performers.
We need some unknown, you know. We need some unknown. We need some
energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
Of unexpected.
Yes. And sometimes things that are spontaneous can be quite wonderful.
Yes.
And yes, it really, really puts some adrenaline or energy, as we should perhaps call it, into the program. Now, let's talk about the second program. And I'm particularly interested in the story of Miriam Nirenberg.
Miriam Nirenberg was a Jewish folk singer from Toronto who was born in the borderland of Poland,
yes.
in the land of Polesie, before in the beginning of 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
It was little village Czarnawczyce near Brzeszyn and Kobryn. And I will sing her songs, like kind of forgotten songs, which were left in archives in New York. This project is based on the research made by a very, very well-known professor of folklorist, Professor Barbara Kirschenbach-Gimblett, also
yes.
from Toronto.
Yes.
So her songs of Mariam are kind of coming back to her homeland, to Toronto, because they were not presented actually in Canada, so it's kind of revival of those beautiful pieces.
Mm. How many pieces?
How many pieces? It's about maybe 13-14 songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they are very different because she was coming from a multicultural region, and she was singing in many languages. So
right.
it's not only Yiddish,
yes.
the language of her community, but also Polish, some Ukrainian,
mm-hmm.
and some mixed languages songs.
Yes. Oh boy. Oh boy. So this concert is on Sunday, September 2nd, from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Lakeside Terrace at Harborfront, right?
Yes. Right.
Yes.
And it's free.
And, ah, fab.
And great. We are very moved because the members of Mrs. Nirenberg family are coming.
Oh, wonderful.
They will join us from United States, and they are coming specially, and also some of them there, Toronto.
This is a very powerful connection, isn't it, with Poland, Andre? For how long have you been here?
It's my third year. Mm-hmm. I'm starting my fourth year in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. And how do you have it, like, is that you can stay 10 years or 15 years? Or
No, normally we stay for 4 years and then we move. So
oh.
my previous posting was in Montreal. So
uh-huh.
now I have a pretty strong Canadian background.
A pretty strong Canadian French accent as well.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Well, Olga, I want to thank you so much for coming in. And you too, Andre. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking with Andre Shidwo and Olga, sorry, I got you, it's Mileszczyk, correct?
Okay.
Thank you. About the programs she will be performing at the Ashkenaz Festival, which is on now until September 3rd, an evening of Polish and Polish-Jewish music tonight from 7:15 to 10:30 at the Lulu Lounge. And that's at 1585 Dundas Street West. It's also free. And then the next one is... Say that again, Olga. What is it? Polesia?
Polesia.
Polesia. Mm-hmm. The songs of Miriam Nirenberg. And that's on Sunday, September 2nd, from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Lakeside Terrace at Harborfront Center. Now, for more information, you can always go to ashkenaz.ca. They've got a terrific calendar, and it's very easy to find things. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you. Again.